Squatch Smashers Season 2 begins, well, not today. It'll start soon. I know you're saying, oh, I've paid a lot of money into this franchise. Where's my payoff? Where's my entertainment? But it'll be here soon. So soon. Some things happened. The whole list of excuses. Valid, very valid. But anyway, here's a preview. Well, here's Zeke and Vlad to set the table for Season 2, to get you ready for when it finally releases or drops. I don't know who decided drops meant release, but apparently it does now, so enjoy that. So here it is, the looked forward to Season 2 preview show mini episode coming at ya right in the face. Here we go.
Boy, I can't wait for the new. I'm so excited. Season 2's here.
Yeah, me too. We have so much uncharted territory.
Yeah, we got so many. Sometimes guest stars aren't available, and then you have to wait a week or so. But that's how guest stars are, and that's how the new season's gonna be.
There's gonna be so many guest stars that we've been waiting for. There's at least two. There were two guest stars that were supposed to appear last season, and then we kept pushing it back, and then their people would call our people, and then it couldn't happen. But season two, that's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. Not this week though. No.
How many weeks? I gotta go re-listen to Gooby's thing.
He'll tell us all. It was all made clear. We just got to go back and recheck it. In fact, if I was a fan of the show, which I am not, I just need to make that clear. I am not a fan.
That'd be putting a hat on a hat.
You don't want that, because then you got two hats and you just look ridiculous.
Exactly.
But if I was a fan of the show, I would go back and start from episode one, season one, the remake of episode one, and just plow through the whole thing again while I was waiting for season two. Because
if I were a fan of the show, I would start around episode three and then listen to like 4 and 7 and then fast forward until you get to 10 and then the Elvis fight. Be sure to listen to the Elvis fight. And then all the mini episodes.
That's what I would do. Yeah, because you got that's the meat of the mini episodes, really, are the glue that holds the whole thing together. Because
we rope-a-doped you. You think all these are throwaway things, these mini episodes, but they're possibly our most significant work to date.
Especially the thing with capable Janice.
Capable Janice is going to be the linchpin that holds this whole franchise together.
And
but see, you don't know that now. We probably shouldn't be saying that now.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. On
Patreon. Spoiler alert. This should only go on Patreon.
We're going to do belated spoiler alerts.
Capable Jenny is going to be the linchpin of this entire operation.
And they don't know. But shush. All right. Go back and don't listen to that.
Just listen with anticipation that Capable Jenny is going to come up eventually.
The end. Or Janice. I mean, Janice.
Capable Janice. Yeah. Jenny's in the mix too, but Janice is capable.
Jenny's kind of capable, but not as capable as Capable Janice.
Exactly. She's so capable. It's in her name.
It's right in her name.
They don't call her Capable Jenny.
You can't. Then they wouldn't call you that if you weren't capable. They would.
That's right.
It'd be like incapable Jenny, Janice. We have too many J names. We need
That's our thing.
We need to.
That's like our hook.
That's our hook.
That's what's going to set us apart from all the other podcasts. Multiple J names of what we think are going to be ancillary characters, which end up taking over the franchise.
That's, yeah. People don't see it coming.
Exactly. And then in the future, everyone's going to be doing it. And they'll be like, what? Oh, we're pulling a Squatch Smashers. Anytime some minor character starts to take over with a J name, we'll be like, what do you think? We're going to Squatch Smasher this whole thing?
That's right. And then we'll be right there, ready to sue. We'll live off of that. We'll live off of the money we get from suing people from stealing our ideas.
You just have to do one thing really good.
That's in my business plan when I wrote up the show. Yeah. That we would come up with an idea and then the others steal it and then sue them and then live off of that money. That's the whole idea.
That's our 5 and 10 year plan.
Yes. And so far people don't get it yet. Investors, you need to get on the train because it's pulling away.
And that's ahead of our time.
Yeah, they don't know. People don't know. And now they're gonna.
Why have I written down cheese coffee trunks?
I can't tell you.
I have a note written here next to the sound booth, next to the soundboard, and it says cheese coffee trunks. Is that significant?
Wait. Oh, I know why. That one time we had one of the ghosts was coming through. You know how the ghosts are always barging through. They barge through things like they own the place.
And, yeah.
I think Elvis told us that ghosts hate cheese. You had just spilled coffee on your... You were wearing swimming trunks, and I don't know why, but you spilled coffee on them. But then you decided if you got swimming trunks made of cheese, and you said I should wear them. And then the ghosts wouldn't bother me. Yeah, you talked me into getting those. And that was expensive. You can't just go into a cheese shop with a set of measurements and say, make me some swimming trunks. They look at you like, what's wrong with you?
It's to be pre-curdled and gauzed. There's lots of pre-processing that happens to cheese before it's molded.
Yeah, they read me the riot act. They did it. Yeah. They did it. And they are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I have not been bothered by ghosts, though, since I started wearing them.
Exactly.
A lot of rashes, though. I mean, it's rashy. I don't know which is worse, the ghosts or the rashes. I don't know. It's still up in the air.
If you're wearing cheese trunks, I think a yeast infection is a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, yeah.
A double-edged sword. Those cheese trunks are a double-edged sword. Hey, I just got a new T-shirt idea. Cheese trunks are a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
That's the front.
I can see.
I don't know what to put on the back.
People probably search for that all the time, and they can't find it. That's a niche that has been unfulfilled until now about cheese trunks.
The cheese trunks t-shirt game. The slippery slope that is the cheese trunk life.
Well... That seems like that seems like, is that an episode? Was that
That's an episode. That's right. Stay tuned for season 2, folks.
Coming out. Oh, man.
More of that magic coming at you.
Ow. I just stubbed my toe on all the professionalism. Laying around this production.
Squatch Measures this week was improvised. I know that comes as a shock, listening to that. That wasn't a well-honed written script, but it was not. And we should be having season 2, episode 1, hopefully next week, possibly the week after. We're waiting on a special guest star's availability. And to hone, we're honing the script to a razor sharp point. It'll be quite deadly by the time we're done. Anyway, that was Darren Esler and George P. Kaliotis filling in time while we wait. So everyone just calm down. Remember to go, there's a lot of things to listen to. You could go to the IABD network for one thing. Go listen to their shows. They have a lot of them. We don't put all the pressure on us. Get off our backs. Oh, I can't stay mad at you. Anyway, go listen to IABD. Go listen to the Whiskey Business Show from our special, one of our stars, Dino Tripodis, who's going to have an expanded role in season two. We're excited about that. And what else? Yeah, how's it going with you guys? Yeah, getting a lot of feedback. No, not really. No one ever says anything. But if you go to squatchsmashers.com, you can leave comments on the web pages, or you could email us at squatchsmashers@gmail.com. Or not, just keep silence. Silence is good too. We like that. It doesn't disturb our sleep. Well, anyway, everyone go enjoy a beverage, and we'll be hopefully with our special guest star and our script will be completed, and it will all line up, and the season two will begin, and the magic will happen, and you will be so happy once we finally get things going. Sum up: beverage, IABD, Whiskey Business Show, that soon will be soon. Just give us time. We'll be all right. All right. Mostly the beverage. Go have a beverage. Goodbye.